Great morning, Troop Nation. Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. I am the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bales.
She just, you know, she just...
What?
It's like, who can she be now? You know? So it's Bailey Coleman. Then it's just Bailey. It's just the one I can't say yet. I ain't graduated to say that one.
Well, I don't know. You got your gavel now. You might be able to...
No, I can't.
I just want to say.
Oh, you say you want me to overrule it?
I just want to say, Homer and I got two great gifts when we came in this morning. This is really cool. I love this. I love this coffee mug.
But mine was associated with yours.
Well, here's the deal.
Okay.
They put it inside my mug.
Right.
But I still think it's great. You finally got it.
Yeah.
Y'all, Homer finally got his gavel. Have you tested it out yet?
Well, you know.
I thought I heard a little something when I was grabbing my coffee.
It said baby steps. And so.
I thought I heard you testing it out.
It's, yeah, yeah. With the striking motion. I'm pleased. I thank you. Thank you. Do not think that I am ungrateful. But sometimes when I have to hit this gavel.
Uh-huh.
This one may not last as long as I would. Like
yeah, you got to be gentle with it.
Yeah, I got to be gentle. I got to be gentle. You know. So, but it is a gavel.
It absolutely is.
And I appreciate it. I think that we've kind of maybe somewhat figured out.
You got to test it out, though, Homer.
I know. I'm just saying we kind of figured out.
We ain't gonna mention it though. But the mystery person.
Yeah.
It's much appreciated. I love it.
But it's, yeah, absolutely.
So, I have three. I should just line my coffee mugs up right here, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
I should.
I'll do that. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow.
Yep. So, this is a baby steps gavel.
You got to hold it up, Homer, so people can see it.
I got it with the note on it. Oh, you're talking about the actual part of it? Yeah. Okay, so, yeah.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's nice.
I made something like this in Wichita.
Well, you got it. You do have to start small because you be banging it pretty, you know. So you do need to, you know, because then when you get the bigger one, right, then you'll be able to handle it more.
I need the one that's, you know the one that looks like it's made out of oak, you know. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, sometimes the judge has to, like, really go.
Well, you got to. That's good.
Yeah, I mean.
That's a good start.
It's a start.
We're going to have to see.
And as it said, baby steps.
And we're going to have to see. Oh, no.
So let me open up.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, and me remove it from the cellophane in which it lives.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Unwrap it.
Yeah.
And I'll pour my coffee in my mug.
Right.
Which I just cleaned out and everything.
So here we go.
Okay. Let's try it.
Baby step.
Let's try it. That's good. That's a good start for you.
See, this, that my hand went down. See, this one, I'm like, can you hear me now?
Xavier, good morning, sir. Wouldn't you agree that this is the perfect gavel for him? Look at it. Hold it up.
Okay. He's,
no, it looks pretty tiny.
Baby steps. Hold
on, what did you say?
Looks pretty tiny.
It's baby steps. It's a baby steps gavel. I mean, we start off there.
I need the oak tree, but I'm going to use this until I get the oak tree.
That's supposed to be a gavel? That looks like a little mallet for a baby.
Please stop. You know what? I'm going to use my baby step gavel until I get the wood grain. You know, the one that looked like Big Mama's table in the dining room. You know. But yeah, damn, Xavier. He just like.
I love it.
It's the truth in the morning, right?
I love it.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, there you go.
That's that.
There you go.
But this is, you know, I that reverberation. I need, you know.
You're literally holding it with your index finger and your thumb.
Dude,
right
if you
now?
Don't stop, bro. If you don't stop, I'm appreciative of, I'm a humble person. So I'm, Bailey, please, listen. Bailey!
Hey, Xavier.
Don't. See, y'all doing too damn much. Y'all doing too damn
much. Xavier doing a lot this morning. I'm just saying, listen, I ain't even had my first cup of coffee. Hold on, here we go. Let me sip out of it.
Listen.
I love it. You know I love pink, right?
Uh-huh.
And then with the little gold accent.
Absolutely.
On it.
Absolutely.
Pink.
Absolutely. But, you know, hell. So. Okay. Okay. Yeah. But, you know what I'm saying? Hang on.
You are crazy, sir.
I think we're crazy together.
You are doing a lot this morning. Listen. I am going to give that to you.
Yeah. So, well, now you, had you not asked Xavier, our producer.
But he was just saying how you was holding it. Was he lying about how you was holding it?
Well,
was
he
lying?
What else can you, how else can you hold it? Like, but I'm saying it works. Now, I'm not going to use it and actually hit the microphone to amplify.
I hope not.
Because, you know, you'll be to mess up the diaphragm
yeah,
or
exactly.
the mic and all of that.
Yeah,
kind of
uh-huh.
stuff. And
all that.
I ain't doing none of that. But, yeah, I mean, you know, this reminds me of a time when I was growing up. And so it really means baby steps. And me and a couple of my brothers.
Uh-huh. Y'all all wanted to be judges.
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No. We were destroying toy cars.
Oh.
That were given to us, right?
Oh. Y'all
so
appreciate them.
We had little hammers.
Mallets.
Like this. No, it was actually a little hammer. But, you know, it looked like a mallet. It was wood. And we were, and then when,
wait a minute.
My mother saw
wait a minute. Hold up.
No, don't make
wait
me
wait a
laugh.
Minute.
No.
Your girl chiming in. All right, Kawanda. She said, just know that was not for me.
Great morning to everybody
she
on
wants
our
you
YouTube
to know.
Page.
She wants you to know, Homer. she hit that True Talk text line like, it was like, oh, no, that wasn't for me. Just to give y'all some background, she contacted us yesterday because she said, you know, she wanted to bring, I think she wanted to bring home or something. And we was like, oh, okay, well, this is how you do it. But she wanted us to know that that was not from her. You know what? And guess what, Aaron Kawanda? We knew it wasn't from you because it was in a brown paper bag like everything else that was delivered.
Listen.
And it had a sticker on it for me, but Homer's gift was inside.
Yes.
But we love it. We love
absolutely.
It. It was funny. It's cool.
YouTube is not letting up. Did you have something that you wanted to say, Xavier, before I
was just going to ask, Bailey, do you wash out those cups before you use them?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Thank you very much, sir. You didn't hear me say that?
No.
Oh. Okay. Well, that's on you.
I've been wondering the whole time ever since you've been getting those mugs. I've been wondering if you've been washing them out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes. So, that would be etiquette, proper etiquette.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So shout out to, you know, they said Homer. It's a start as they laugh out loud. Like, am I supposed to feel good when you say Homer? It's a start. You know what I'm saying? Like that. That's it. I know it is, but don't put the laughing out loud behind it. Just put Homer. It's a start. You get us? Because that's how I'm viewing it. I'm like, you know, baby steps. It said it. It acknowledged baby steps, bro.
I want to see you use that when you're impassioned. How long will it last?
Xavier. Great morning again. And as we continue to, okay.
That's your boy. First thing he says is, does you wash out those cups?
Right.
Hell.
Karen Tyler said, them big ones for the judges, laughing out loud. Chanel said, Homer and Bailey Entertainment, y'all funny. Dr. Clarissa Lawrence, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. Lori Patterson. Everybody on there. Anita Nicole said, yes, order in the courtroom. hand out these citations. Y'all doing too much. I love y'all too. I love y'all too. Jasmine Jazz West, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. And know that there were laughing emojis behind this comment. She said, I thought it was a lollipop at first. She's laughing.
Oh, my gosh.
What is
she had to put her glasses on when she was looking at the YouTube is what it was. And she put her glasses on and saw it. I can understand that.
Okay. and see, Anita Nicole said, see, this is why I be late at 8 a.m. listening to us and laughing. Sister Lorena Star Marie, Shining Star, great morning. Love you, appreciate you. Nurse Aaron Kawanda said, be patient, Homer. Good things come to those who wait.
Right.
And I wait. But I will use what I have until, you know. Like, it's just like getting your first car. You don't get the one fresh off the lot that is, you know. Yeah. You get the, it can even have a bow on it. But it's like, it drives. It works. It's not rusted out. So it's like, you know what? Thank you. I got something as opposed to nothing. But then later in life, I learned that those kind of cars are usually considered trappers. Be like, yeah, I got my trapper. Be like, what? I was all excited about my first car. I didn't know it was a trapper. Yeah, because, you know, it has some things that, you know, you probably had to get repaired sooner than later. But it gets you from point A to point B. And I washed that car like it was, you know, like a 2028. I shined the tires and everything. I loved it. The interior, I detailed my own car. Just, ooh. Yeah, I'm just in there making it work.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So hashtag that part, hashtag
price. I ain't mad.
Me either.
Did you have your diamond in the back, son?
No.
Oh, you have
that? Yeah, that was older than me. That
was
like, yeah. Them was grown folks that had that. They had the little furry dice and the little silver woman that go black and forth like this in
listen,
the window.
Hold on.
You know what I'm saying?
Talk about different promotions you've done in radio.
Uh-huh.
We did this balling out of control promotion.
Mm-hmm.
We probably did it 3 or 4 times over, but we had this fuzzy dice. Oh, it was good. It was good. And it was balling out of control 1, 2, and 3.
Sorry, Kawanda said, I'm dying for real this morning. They laughing like crazier. Said they say you have to crawl before you walk, Homer. You'll be walking between July 21st and the 30th. Be patient.
And we'll see.
And I am. No, I mean, like I say, we're going to make this do what it do. I think what I'm going to do is do the lunchroom thing when I use this.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, like how, you know, we.
No.
So I'm gonna do like that's so that's
you
the,
gonna
that's
beat the you gonna beat that's the brakes gavel, off of that board over
but that's,
there.
That's the gavel and my hand. So it's like you know what I'm saying. So
you gonna beat the brakes off of that board over there. But okay,
I am happy with my gavel. I just want y'all to know that I appreciate it. Even if y'all laughing at me, that's crazy. That's great. And Xavier, you didn't help. We gotta
hit
take
Xavier's
care of some bills.
Description.
Dude, I mean, but I appreciate your truth. I appreciate your honesty.
Whatever.
You know what? We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning. We're going to do an update on the border.
Right.
Judge Hannah Dugan. She's supposed to be sentenced today.
Oh, that.
So we've got
a little bit going on.
Yeah, we got some things going on. So let's get ready to take care of some bills and we'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Baby steps, walking up a mountain. Hope I don't eat crap. Baby steps, don't know where I'm going. loser. Thanks.
Bailey, are you bouncing to this? Really, Xavier?
Really, Bailey?
You know what?
No.
You know what? Listen. You know, gavels can be thrown too, Xavier.
I'm behind a plexiglass. That thing will shatter into a million pieces.
Not with that little thing.
Listen. Really? it's Bailey. Listen, the views and opinions expressed on this show does not reflect that of Milwaukee Black Media, Civic Media, but are so comments
oh, wait,
and
hold
opinions
on. Hold on.
Of the hosting guests of this particular show. Bailey is literally crying. This is when y'all need to be on our YouTube and Facebook. She had to take her glasses off because she's literally crying. She's in here crying. Listen,
all right, I'm going to get it together. Hold on.
You know what? You know what? You know what? I thank you for the effort. I appreciate it. I am surrounded by Truth Nation and Bailey Coleman and our producer, Xavier. That just, so you good now, Bailey?
Okay, I got it together.
You sure?
I'm here.
Should I hit the gavel again? See? What more do you want from me? I'm just saying. Listen, okay. I know how to get out of this. I know how to get out of this.
Okay.
And this is a perfect story to get out of this and get into some of...
okay.
Yeah. Former judge, Hannah Dugan, judge, gavel.
She didn't have a gavel. But... I mean, baby steps. So, okay.
You know what? All my life I had to fight.
You're not saying that line right.
All my life I had to fight.
You told Harper to beat me. Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Why are you laughing when I held up my gavel? Listen, Bailey. This is not fair. This is not fair. You.
Okay. Let's get to the story. We gotta get to the story.
And I held up my gavel, and then you lost it again. Like, what you gonna beat with that? What are you, Big Tigger?
Ooh, now there's a topic.
Yeah, we definitely gotta holler about that.
You know, I know Tigger.
Mm-hmm. I know him. Yep. But let's. Former Judge Hannah Dugan is scheduled to be sentenced today. Mm-hmm. You know that they had there have been delays, and of course they had been trying to. Say, like, you look, y'all need to just throw this out.
Because they do. It's ridiculous.
It is. And it was all with the Orange Man situation.
Yeah. She already lost her judgeship. So leave it alone after that.
No, it's like, that's he's enough. Going for the jugular. You know what I'm saying? He's
you
going for
what?
The jugular.
You know what?
All of his criminal cronies and best friends, the insurrectionists.
Besides
all them, pass, pardon, all this, but no,
he let him out of jail.
He
was even considering on this last round of pardons he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
He was considering letting your boy out.
Did he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Diddy was gonna have a Diddy party.
Yeah.
So, all you gotta pay is $1 million.
He bypassed. He bypassed him though, cause he swole, cause he didn't support him. When he started running for president. That's what that is.
Money talks, though.
Yeah, well, you know.
Especially him. All he needs to do is buy a couple Trump watches.
Listen, let me tell you something. Diddy could give him $2 million. mm-hmm. or whatever the cost is. If he said $5 million, Diddy could do it.
Yeah, he'd sell off some of that baby oil that he has. yeah, so on Wednesday, July 8th, former Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan will be sentenced in her felony obstruction case.
Okay.
Dugan was convicted last December of mm-hmm. keeping federal agents from making an immigration arrest outside her county courtroom.
Okay.
The U.S. government is pushing for a strong sentence, but legal experts say it's unlikely that Dugan will spend time behind bars. Dugan is expected to speak at the sentencing hearing, making her first public comment since the incident last April. The federal judge will weigh several factors before handing down the sentence, including her history, character, and the severity of the offense. Justin Padway, an attorney with Padway and Padway, told us, anytime your freedom, the thing we value the most in the world, is in jeopardy, here she faces 5 years. The prosecution wants 16 to 21 months. That's concerning. Dugan could be sentenced to the maximum 5 years in prison. She could get no days in prison or anything in between. Dugan's public arrest and subsequent trial contributed to volatile political debate over national immigration policy. The U.S. government is pushing for the 15 to 21 months in prison recommended by federal sentencing guidelines. The government wrote in a court filing, Dugan's conviction warrants a serious sentence to reaffirm that no one is above the law.
Oh, wait a minute. Who in the White House?
Right.
Okay. Ah, right.
Anything less, the assistant U.S. attorney wrote, risks sending the opposite message. Well, we got the message in the White House. We got the message in the White House. Padway said, frankly, it rubs me the wrong way. I think she's being treated differently. This is a person that should be treated based on her body of work, not her position at the time of the offense.
Mm-hmm.
Padway argues the government is trying to unfairly make an example of Dugan, but he says her history of helping others, her lack of a criminal record, and resignation from the bench work in her favor.
Mm-hmm.
Federal Judge Lynn Edelman is not bound by any guidelines and can sentence at his discretion. On Wednesday, each side will present its case. Dugan's legal team is asking for a sentence of time already served. Padway say they'll work to convince the judge of her good character. Her team pointed to no prior criminal record. The offense was isolated and unique, and there is no possibility of her repeating it. More than 20 people submitted letters on Dugan's behalf, describing her as inspiring, caring, thoughtful, and modest, always willing to help and a selfless contributor to the public good. And Dugan is expected to directly address the court for the first time. Padway said, I think it has a massive impact. She can express remorse. She can express some form of background as to her decision making at that point in time. While Padway thinks it's highly unlikely that Judge Edelman will sentence Dugan to prison, nothing is for certain. Padway say, we prepare our clients the best way we can with our experience, and you can't make any promises. But in this specific case, I don't believe she'll serve time for this offense. The sentencing hearing is scheduled to begin at 11:15 a.m. at Central Standard Time at the federal courthouse in downtown Milwaukee. Regardless of the sentence that is handed down, Dugan's team has indicated they plan to appeal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say this. She may serve more time than the person that she was trying to help.
Absolutely.
You know, that's what's crazy about it. The other part is, you know, who appointed the judge that's going to be sitting over this? Did they say anything about that?
Vance is in the studio. No, And Vance is in the city today, too. Well, in the state.
Oh, J.D. Vance.
Mm-hmm.
Your vice president? So, anyway. It's interesting. It's interesting. And I'll be sending positive vibes her way. And hopefully she won't, because it's a travesty that she was even charged. It's just ridiculous to me.
Nothing
upsets some of the people. There are some people, like orange people, more than a woman stepping out of their place. Mm-hmm. I believe right. that to be.
Yeah, yep.
I believe that to be.
Yep.
It don't matter what, you know, mm-hmm. what race or whatever you are. A woman stepping out of her place aggravates people, certain types of people, certain types of men.
Mm-hmm. Anita Nicole, you know I love you. You know I appreciate when you call in and give your truth and when you give your truth on our YouTube page.
What'd she
but
say?
As we go to break.
What'd she say?
I'm good. So you're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth.
What'd she say?
Inside the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue.
What'd she say?
I am the legendary Home of Blow along with my girl.
Bailey Coleman.
And she said, it looks like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community? Then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. to Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and yours truly, Bailey Coleman, for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share their business, what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson that they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. only on Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and your girl Bailey Coleman. Powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local business.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. The Truth Talk text lines are open at 833-212-1017. Again, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. 11:15 a.m. Central Standard Time is when that sentencing hearing begins here in Milwaukee at the federal building, federal courthouse downtown. Unfortunately, a lot of people from Milwaukee know where that federal courthouse is. There's a lot of bankruptcy being filed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you got to go down there.
That part.
You'd be like, I ain't never been in here.
Oh, yeah. Well, you ain't never had to file that before, huh?
Right.
All righty then. All right. Hey, we got one off the Truth Talk text line, 833-212-1017. We invite you to chime in. You can text or call us at that number. Stacy said, morning. Y'all know Dugan not serving no time. Y'all have a better chance too powerful of a position for her, and she's Caucasian. You know what? At this point, my opinion is, with regard to that, all bets is off.
Yeah, with the orange man.
Dude,
yeah,
the orange dude, he don't care.
Again.
It's not, this ain't got nothing to do with her race. This has to do with her stepping out of line for what he was trying to do.
That's right.
And when you step out of line like that with some people, some men, let's be realistic, some men just ain't putting up with it. They ain't trying to deal with it.
That's
they don't
right.
like it. This
That's
is
right.
not where they are.
That's
if
right.
they get a chance to pull the rug out from underneath you, then they're going to do it. And with her, I just feel like she's already at a loss because her career is gone.
Right. Absolutely. And he's like, listen, the orange man, when you are an enemy.
Yes.
Just like other elected officials.
You better have money.
Yeah, when you become an enemy of him.
Yep, you better have you some money, right.
Yeah, he coming for the jugular.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
And again, it's like, no. He has, in my opinion, for those of you who are familiar with the video game Mortal Kombat.
Yep.
He has that. Finish them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm saying them because it don't matter if it's a man or a woman.
No, nope.
You know,
if you
in the game, they say finish him. But yeah, it's
but,
like
but he
finish
even
them.
Harder. He even harder if you. I mean, with women,
absolutely.
And he don't. He don't care.
He doesn't, in my opinion.
Whether you're black, red, green, orange, whatever, nope. He don't care.
That's right.
When it comes to that,
as long if you are against him, you, if you call him out.
You against him, you against him.
Yep.
You do something against him, you're against him. He don't. He do not care.
Listen,
Diddy's suffering in jail right now. He can't get out. He need to be. I'm not saying he don't need to be there, y'all. But he can't get out of jail right now. He got all the money Donald Trump want, okay? He can't get out of jail because, oh boy, the bottom line is the orange man is mad at him for not supporting him when he decided he was going to become get into politics. He didn't support him.
That part.
And, I mean, you know, and so he can't get out of jail. He can't take his $1 million or whatever that they've been charging.
Yeah. You know, Diddy should have been on the border because.
That part. He should have straight up been over there because that would have been all about. Oh, yeah.
He's
trying to decide.
Yeah, we got this clip. You know, we've been talking about On the Border, which is a strip club here. And I believe our producer says it's nothing wrong with it. I believe you support it, right?
Oh, yeah. I support the place. They have lots of beautiful women coming in weekly. It's a very beautiful place. I haven't been there, but I see the billboards and I see the wonderful ladies.
So it's not like the Walgreens on Brady Street.
Oh, there's some wonderful ladies there. You just can't go there at certain times.
That's what I'm saying. But you go to On the Border, you know, whenever, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you're looking for a good time.
Well, I mean, they traffic, too, so that doesn't matter. They traffic.
Right.
Well, they used to. The old people used to. Now, the new management, they're all good. They're all, you know, flying straight.
You know why it's new management?
Well, because the old management were bad.
No, because the old management is locked up and facing serious charges.
Yeah, rightfully so.
That's why it's new management.
They're locked up, yeah.
They didn't make that decision lightly.
No. Uh-uh.
Yep, don't judge the new ownership. The new ownership, they're
piling. They didn't say it was
a new owner. Hold on.
Same old owner.
Yeah, but you know they coming at the company, too.
Right.
Oh.
So they're not just talking about the employees. They're coming at the actual holdings. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They going after the On the Border, period.
Yeah.
Let the show go on.
Okay, we got a clip. On the Border strip club in Franklin faces possible license suspension.
We'll
listen to this. It's about a two-minute clip. Xavier, if you can play that clip, please.
Strip club could have its license revoked or even suspended. Tonight, the Common Council voted in favor of having a hearing to decide the fate of On the Border's license. Fox 6's Ashley Sears live with what happens next.
Yeah, hi, Ted. That hearing will take place here at City Hall, and the Common Council will ultimately make that decision after hearing the facts of the case. Now, On the Border has been at the center of a human trafficking investigation. Prosecutors charged four men in connection with sex trafficking at the club, including the manager. Last month, prostitution charges were brought against the business itself. In early June, three members of the Franklin Common Council voted in favor of renewing the strip club's license, and three abstained. Ultimately, it was decided that vote meant On the Border would keep its license for now. Tonight, the Common Council voted to hold a hearing in the next 10 days to decide if that license will be revoked, suspended, or renewed.
July 16th would be a hearing where we would have a presentation of fact to make a decision. Testimony, presentation of fact, and On the Border, if they would choose to have legal representation, would be able to argue, dispute, and try to get their case formulated. Everything's going to be on that date. So that date, the 16th, would be a decision day.
Again, that hearing will be happening next Thursday at 6:30 here at City Hall, and the Common Council will make the ultimate decision about what's next for the strip club. Reporting live in Franklin, Ashley Sears, Fox 6 News.
So no fireworks tonight, very possibly at that next meeting. Was On the Border represented at all tonight? Did they say anything?
No, they were not.
Ashley Sears reporting live from Franklin. Thank you.
Arrogance that lets you know, like, look, we got them people in place. We got them people in place. So you already had a common council that split 3-3-3. Let's renew it.
Wait a minute.
The hell with prostitution. The hell with the manager was corrupt, too.
They had a meeting to decide to have a meeting.
That's right.
To decide whether or not
they're going to revoke, suspend, or renew.
All right.
And it was the last time they had the vote. Well, it was 3 that said, hey, renew it. And 3 abstained. Xavier is pumping his fist. Listen, bro.
You need to get your people.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just saying.
All right. Now, if that was in Milwaukee, the minute
that's right
that any allegations came out,
I'm sorry.
I think Milwaukee should take some notes. Because
in Milwaukee, had there been any allegations of trafficking?
Shut down.
I mean, you literally arrested 3 people affiliated. That mug would have been shut down.
Absolutely.
Doors closed.
The community would have been in an uproar. Like, no, this is, you know, they're girls that they're trafficking. They're this. All hello would have broke loose. This is crazy. But look at the smile on our producer's face, Xavier. Why such a smile? Like, you are, it's like he's like, yes, don't do anything.
Yeah, the people that were doing the wrong, they've been, you know, prosecuted. They're in jail now. Now new managers in there. And now, you know, they're proceeding with business how it should be, you know, dealt with. And I think Milwaukee should take some notes, you know.
I may have been in there once or twice. Yeah, but you know, I'm just saying that. Don't judge me. I'm just saying.
We're talking about money, taxes, you know. The places on the north side, I wish they didn't close because, you know, we would have.
But it was some underage girls.
Who was?
Some of the girls that were being trafficked.
Yeah, and the people that were doing it, they went to jail.
But you're okay with the place that would, okay. You know what?
It's not the place, it's the people that were doing it.
Yeah, I don't.
Don't judge me, Bailey.
Yeah. Hey, maybe you should hit this.
You know what? We got to take care of some bills. What we not going to do, listen. Yeah. Baby steps. Yeah. They are assassinating me in here.
Listen.
From the YouTube page.
DeAngelis just hit us up on the True Talk text line.
Please don't say nothing about the gavel.
He said, yo, Radio Royals, if nobody said it yet, maybe once that woman judge goes to jail, you can get her grown-up gavel.
You know what? We'll be black. We out of here. We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
At UW-Milwaukee, students don't have to wait until college to start building their future. Roar Ready lets students in K through 12th grade join in hands-on programs across the campus, from science and tech to arts, sports, and more. Students try new things, meet new people, and build skills that matter. Get started today at uwm.edu/roarready. Welcome back to Truth in the Morning. I am the legendary home of Blow Along with My Girl,
Bailey Coleman.
We were talking about the on the border situation and the lack of, you know, like, it had this been other facilities, and don't let it be a black owned and operated establishment. As soon as they would have heard about somebody underage, or if they would have heard about their prostitution's going on in this place, it would have been headline news.
Mind you, trafficking is usually underage people that they're bringing in and traveling or trafficking across the state or across the country, usually not at their will. So, you know, that part. Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't mind that, Xavier?
From what I've seen, there were no trafficking of underage women. They were prostituting the strippers, and the strippers were paying the pimps money, which I don't agree with. I think there should be brothels, and it should be taxed and regulated.
So you say it should be Vegas, Nevada, right?
Yeah, why not? I think there's an epidemic of loneliness.
The Bunny Ranch.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
As long as they're taxed and regulated, we make sure people are, you know, clean and tested. You know, everyone's above age. Mm-hmm. Why not? Mm-hmm. It's going to happen anyway.
Okay. Oh, so that's your philosophy.
Well, because yeah. Because it's going to happen anyway.
Because it's going to happen anyway.
We should
get our daughters prepared.
No.
To be like, you know what? It's going to happen, baby.
No.
It's going to happen.
No,
so
there's doctors.
You may as well. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I mean, it just sounds crazy as hell to me. That's just my thoughts. I hear you. I know that to be the true opinion of a lot of people. But, yeah, that's crazy as hell because I look at it in the same context of the girls that try to fight to be on the baddie show. You know what I mean? That's crazy as hell. And we have a percentage of our population that's their goal. They stand in line for hours to audition. They try to fight in the lines for real so they can have the attention of Zeus Network.
Well, I mean,
it's crazy.
Yeah, you got to think. We live in a country of 330 million people, so there's going to be a certain population that's going to be attracted to anything. So I don't think, you know, all of us have vices. And I think some should be taxed and regulated and some should be completely banned. But, you know, prostitution.
Which one should be completely banned?
Ooh, man. Killing. You know.
Is that a vice?
Yeah, some people like to kill. Do you not see Milwaukee?
Really? This where you trying to put us?
Oh no! I mean, weren't we called Killwaukee like 10 years ago?
We still call Killwaukee.
Oh, my point exactly.
Yeah.
Is that supposed to be your?
Stop. See, you know what? You know what? Okay, enough with that. Because what we not gonna do?
I told you maybe you should hit this. Just the top of it, it'd be louder. You should test out some things. Maybe the hand sanitizer bottle.
You know what? Okay.
These are all jokes, people. All jokes.
Yeah.
All jokes.
I am the recipient.
What's a joke?
Okay. See? Well, yeah. Are on a roll this morning.
What?
It's okay. It's okay.
Xavier, I don't think.
I wasn't joking.
Anita see? Nicole said, turn his mic off. Citation. So, Xavier. Hang on. Okay.
Dwayne of the Truth Talk text.
Please don't have another gavel joke. Please.
212-1017.
If it's a gavel joke, let's just remove it.
Good morning. Better than coffee. Beautiful people on my radio.
Okay.
See?
Okay.
He having a good time, too.
Okay. Okay.
Only thing is.
Don't.
What?
Don't bring up.
What?
Don't bring up my gavel, please.
Okay.
All right.
It's a little short.
You know what? You know. This. See, this is where I say order in the studio, and
you can't. Why can't he, Xavier?
Bailey!
Xavier, he can't even say that.
Can't say what?
Order in the studio. I mean, he can, but he can't.
Well,
like,
he can't really. I mean, you're better off just pounding your fist. Yeah, you know, still.
You can't gavel it in.
Yeah, I mean, look at you. Try to hit your gavel. You hit it a couple times. It's
You gonna hurt your fingers?
Yeah.
You know what? You know, yeah, yeah. Listen, we're gonna move on, because yeah, we're having gavel difficulties right now.
Okay.
So. You know,
huh?
Because you were about to say something.
I'm not gonna say nothing.
Okay, so you know, it's like when you have children or grandkids or nieces and nephews, and they be like,
"I got a lot of those."
You know, I got hit, Papa.
Wait a minute,
Papa.
You know what?
Yeah.
That might be good for my little nephew. He about three.
You know what? Can we get the Sherman Park mom frustrated as neighborhood shooting spike while city crime drops, saying it's not safe? I live in the Sherman Park.
Let me show you
neighborhood.
Him. Let me show him to you.
No. We are going to get through this show, whether I am verbally assaulted with my gavel.
I'm gonna leave you alone. You just be walking into stuff, though. But, yeah, we need to get to the Sherman Park lady.
Yeah.
Because she frustrated for real.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I get it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, for those who may not know, there was a recent report that was talking about the fact that actually crime, uh-huh. you know, and violence had went down
mm-hmm.
From this time last year in the city.
Okay.
So, 2026, the amount of violence that has right. been, you know, taking place, it's been on a decline.
Right.
And there are some people, and this is a part that I talk about a lot, Bailey, mm-hmm. when I say for a person that still has or is being affected by it, they like, where it go down?
Exactly.
At? So they frustrated, like, y'all touting this, y'all touting that. I don't see it in
right.
my community.
Right.
I hear gunshots all the time, so things of that nature. But, you know, we do have to, you know, recognize that, okay, well, it was a lot worse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but again, when you are the ones, in my opinion, that are directly impacted by
right.
the violence.
Right.
It's like, you ain't hearing none of that.
Right.
You ain't trying to hear none of that.
Well, because you're still affected.
Right.
And so where it may seem for people that don't live in the area that crime is down.
Mm-hmm.
You never know where that crime was centralized at.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're the one that's impacted by regular crime all the time, there's always something going on, and you live in a certain area, then it probably don't feel like it changed at all. It may feel like it's gotten worse because it may have even more directly affected you. It's like having a disease, but it doesn't affect you until you or somebody close to you gets it.
Right. And, you know, one of the other things that they're able to tout, again, if you are that in that 2 percentile,
mm-hmm.
you know, this is not, you don't feel happy about it.
Right.
But the Milwaukee Police Department also reported a 98% homicide clearance rate.
Wow.
Meaning all but one case resulted uh-huh. in the department referring criminal charges to the district attorney.
Wow.
Which is something that you can't just underestimate or look
right.
at that like, ah. We got to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning. We'll play that clip when we return in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm the legendary Home Blow along with my girl.
Bailey.
And we'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.